question time. Mr. Duff, I believe you've got a question or two.
Thank you. I actually have two questions. The first one will take a minute. The second question may take 2 or 3 minutes. Okay, thank you. The first question is this committee having any dialogue with the Harbour Regeneration Office? The reason I ask that question is that I understand that the Harbour Regeneration Group, or whatever you want to call them, are considering a tidal surge barrier at the north end of the old basin, which I like to call it the old basin, the old trading basin of Newport. So is there any dialogue going on between this committee and the Regeneration Office? Because if there isn't, then I think there ought to be.
I might be able to help there, Chairman. Not between the committee per se, but between individual members who also sit on this committee and are on the Regeneration Board. So we are aware of the issues that are going on within Regeneration, which will affect the operation, maintenance and management of the harbour. But to answer the question specifically, there is not a, this committee does not meet with the Regeneration Board as a committee.
Okay. Sorry.
I think the viewers, also the officers, are in constant discussion with the Regeneration team and their officers. And we have actually asked the Regeneration team on a number of occasions now to come and present at the Harbour User Group meeting, which I subsequently don't report with this meeting. And I think there would be an intention in the future, as the regeneration activities progress, to bring certain items back to this group.
Okay. Mr. Dodge, you mentioned about a barrier.
Yes.
Is anyone able to answer Mr. Dodge's point?
I would have thought that this committee, Harbour Committee, although it's fairly new, it ought to be perhaps a little more proactive. That's my view. Mm. And it can't be proactive if you don't have any actual contact in some sort of formal or minuted way with somebody who is regenerating what you are supposed to be running.
Okay. Yep. Point taken.
Well, I can, I sit on both this Harbour Board and this Harbour Committee, and the Regeneration Board. And whilst I'm aware that from time to time it has been mooted that there should be either some form of sill or some form of lock, it is no more than an idea. And there are serious issues about the management and operation of the harbour if that were ever to be considered, and obviously there are significant costs involved. It would certainly require the approval of the MMO, so it is no more than, everybody puts ideas forward, but it's got certainly no further than that.
Okay. This is not your second question.
My second question is about the harbour walls, and I don't know, because I'm not entitled to know exactly what's going on with the harbour walls, except that I understand there have been two surveys. There is some intention of spending some money, which I understand to be around $300,000, on the harbour walls. And my question really is to do with identifying what is a harbour wall, and whether this committee has considered the actual identification of what is a harbour wall. And the reason I say that is that, for instance, there is a statutory plan of the harbour, which I can show you. It's a beast. This is a statutory plan of the harbour. Now, on that wall, on there, you see all the waterways. You have to read this plan, with the Harbour Revision Order of 1988, because it informs what you see on this plan. And those two documents together, this plan and the 1988 Harbour Revision Order, show that the harbour's walls, or the harbour, not necessarily the walls, but the harbour has walls, and those walls go all the way up to the multiplex. Now, there is a definition of a harbour, which is also in the law, which says that all the waters of the harbour, of a harbour or port, have to be available for public use if the public wants to pay the dues, which are due for using those waters, at any time, for carrying cargo, passengers, crew, to disembarking and embarking, anywhere in the harbour waters. Now, you cannot get any kind of boat of any sort beyond the new bridge at the end of C Street. So why does the harbour plan show that the harbour waters go up to the multiplex, for instance? And the other point is that the new Harbour Revision Order, which is proposed, the 2017 Harbour Revision Order, proposed to enhance, not enhance, but perpetuate this issue of where do the walls go. They want to, that order, which hasn't been passed yet by the MMO, it simply reproduces harbour walls that go right up to the multiplex, and harbour waters that go up to the multiplex, which cannot be used, which are unusable. So the problem is the harbour going to get lumbered at some point in time by the Isle of Wight Council with the cost of repairing all these walls, whether they're actually part of the harbour or they can possibly be used for the harbour or not.
Okay.
And the other point about this is, in terms of costings, is the 300,000 going to be, it's obviously not going to be paid for by the harbour because the harbour doesn't have a penny, I don't believe. So is that going to be a tab item put onto the harbour account by the Isle of Wight Council in the way that possibly the 500,000 plus, which was paid by the council for the works, the folly moorings? No, I used that figure of 500,000. I don't know whether it's 500,000 or not, but I do understand that it was a lot of money paid by the council on behalf of the harbour for the improvements to the folly moorings. Is that a tab item? It doesn't appear on the harbour's accounts as a debt or anything. So, by the time we've finished with costs, administrative costs, fees, this, that, and the other, the harbour is probably already in hock to the council for £1 million, at least. Now, when the harbour, maybe the harbour's going to produce some money because of the regeneration, is it all going to go straight back to the council in terms of repayment of these tabs or not?
Okay.
Or is there actually going to be some money coming out of the harbour to improve the harbour and improve the operations of the harbour and the use of the harbour and the attractiveness of the harbour and all the rest? That's my question.
Mrs. Douglas, thank you for that. That's quite a complex question, as I'm sure you appreciate. I gather we've got enough officers here to cover all aspects of that today. But I will ask officers to give you a written answer to your question. Thank you.
Chairman, I can explain what we do generally on, you're talking about capital, Mr. Rocks, I think, which is used to support the necessary infrastructure of the harbour. And we treat capital on all three of the harbours that the council own in the same way, in that bids are made for capital works to those harbours from time to time, and that goes into the set of priorities across all services, and we have in the past and no doubt will in the future made capital allocations to all three harbours. So far we have never asked for those capital allocations to be repaid. So in that sense, because the harbours don't make a profit, this council is subsidising them.
Well, the situation will change if there is a nice flat lump of money that comes from the regeneration scheme.
I think that decision will have to be made at the time.
Thank you. Okay. Right.